Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a wrap.
Yo, that's a wrap. It was an amazing experience. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Hope you got some laughs, some good entertainment.
This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Curry in transition, high steps it, backs it up, fires away. The two is good over Paul George. Stephen Curry putting on a show in L.A. He's got 47. The Warriors are still alive.
Yeah, and Steph Curry would end up with 50 for the 12th time in his career and for the second time this season. And yeah, what a display it was as Steph Curry goes for 50. 8 of 14 from 3, 21 in the third quarter. It was just must listen, must watch, kind of one of those out-of-body experience type performances from Steph Curry a day after his 35th birthday, but it's also the second time this season that Steph goes for 50 and the Warriors lose on the road as the Clippers beat the Dubs tonight, 134-126. We welcome you inside Warriors Wrap-Up here on 95.7 The Game. It's John Dickinson with you. We'll keep this thing rolling up until 11 o'clock and maybe beyond if the people want to talk about this one. Phone number to participate in the program is 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, as the Warriors lose for the ninth consecutive time on the road. So they dip to 36-34. 70 games in the books, 12 games to go. The next four are going to be on the road. And the bottom line is the Warriors, this is a pivotal loss. Now, it drops them down in the Western Conference standings to the sixth spot as the Clippers move up to fifth. And the Clippers also tie the Warriors in the season series. And with the win, they even their division record, which now becomes the tiebreaker in any two-way tiebreaker between the Clippers and the Warriors. And so the Clippers now one game up, and although it still can change, they also hold the tiebreaker at this point. Clippers 7-7 in division games. Again, Pacific Division games, Clippers, Lakers, Warriors, Kings, and Suns. Those head-to-head matchups. And the Warriors now 6-9 in the division as they wrap up the season series with the Clippers. They've already wrapped up the season series against the Lakers and the Suns as well. They have one more game in the division for the season, and that's a game in Sacramento coming up on April the 7th. And so the best that the Warriors would be able to do would be to win that one and end up 7-9 in the 16 divisional games that each team will play on a year-in, year-out basis. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. A lot to get into here. I thought the Warriors played with a lot more intensity tonight. You could tell early on that they kind of wanted this one. They came out with a purpose. It was an 8-1 lead, and the Warriors started each of the first three quarters by jumping on the Clippers a little bit. It was 8-1 in the first quarter. It was 13-4 run in the second quarter, 10-3 in the third. But then you looked up in the middle of each of those quarters, and the Warriors found themselves trailing. And it's another road game for the Dubs where they wind up giving up 130-plus, which puts them right in the similar category as they have been all season long with their record now 7-27 away from Chase Center. And that is a team that basically gives up between 125 and 130 a night on the road. Some bottom two, bottom three defense on the road. And so despite just the ultimate Steph Curry performance, the Warriors' defense was not there. The free throw line, another area in which the Clippers wind up having the advantage in this game. They get to the free throw line 32 times. And while Steph was going off for his 21 in the third, the Clippers were getting to the free throw line a lot. And that and Eric Gordon basically helped keep the Warriors at bay, even though Steph was keeping the Warriors in the game. Steph went for 21 in the third, and the Warriors lost the third quarter 38-35. They lost the quarter 38-35, and that was after they started the quarter with a 10-3 advantage. And so, again, I thought there was more purpose. I thought there was more intensity. I thought tonight was not a care or try or effort type problem for the Warriors. Tonight was just a beyond Steph Curry, this team without Andrew Wiggins and without Gary Payton II involved in the conversation, they're just weren't good enough tonight. And you can go up and down the line. Draymond Green, not good enough tonight. Klay Thompson, not good enough tonight. 6 of 16, just 15 points for Klay. I thought at times tonight he was doing the best he could defensively against Kawhi Leonard. But the story of this one, to be sure, as we get to the secret sauce of the game right off the top here, where did the Warriors win or lose? What was the deciding factor? Secret sauce of the game here brought to you by Proposition Chicken. It was twofold in this one for the Warriors. It was offensive rebounds and second chance points, and it was turnovers. Warriors committing 16 turnovers, the bulk of them in the first half, and in the first really quarter and a half, and the Clippers ended up with 20 points off the Warriors' 16 turnovers. Warriors with 11 points off of 8 turnovers, so the turnovers just crushers, and then second chance points. Warriors get obliterated. The size of the Clippers an issue, and I think the Warriors got caught a little bit trying to match the size of the Clippers on the wing without a couple of wing defenders tonight, and that meant Jonathan Kuminga was in the game as a wing. Draymond was going to be at center because you're not going to play Looney and Draymond and Kuminga together, and Draymond was getting overpowered on the boards by Ivica Zubats. And you look at Zubats tonight, he had 16 rebounds. He had 5 offensive rebounds, 16 total offensive rebounds in this game for the Clippers. And the Clippers, really twofold, hitting the Warriors as far as the points off turnovers, 20, and second chance points, 27 second chance points. So even when the Warriors were able to get stops, they were not able to secure the rebound. And those two things really did the Warriors in, along with Eric Gordon's third quarter, and I think the free throw line in the third quarter in particular, where the Clippers were at least able to stop some of the impact of what Curry was doing, and Curry was going absolutely nuts with the 21 there in that third quarter. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That, your secret sauce of the game, brought to you by Proposition Chicken. Fried, flipped, fake. This chicken goes 3 different ways. Now available in 8 Bay Area locations, with the newest one being in Novato. Let's get to Patrick up first here tonight. Phone lines open, Xfinity Mobile text line open. Patrick, though, gets us tipped off here on Warriors wrap up on 95.7 The Game. What's going on tonight, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I want to say something bold, and I want you to be patient with me, but this is what I think. I think and I hope this will be Steve Kerr's last season here, and I'm going to tell you why. Steve Kerr is living, to me, has become mentally unbalanced in a way. And that's because he's convinced himself that since he was kind of the designer of this small ball, you know, and it has been successful in the past, he just can't mentally come to grips that teams have figured out how to defend and play this challenge small ball. They've gotten more athletic. The league has changed, and he just doesn't want to accept it. And this is the most disappointing thing for me as a fan of this team for 40 years, as you have a coach that will not adapt to new realities. I mean, for example, Bob Myers came on I think KNBR last week And he said, what's the point of us picking up players to help when the coach won't play them, right?
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. Appreciate the call. It was right here on this very station. And so, look, here's the deal, Patrick, and thanks for the call. You can make the point that, you know, that the league is caught up and that teams do things differently now. More teams have more wings. More teams have the ability to play small and all of that. And that the Warriors are in a little bit of a different position as far as where they used to be. They also don't have a full deck as to when they try to play small. And you know, I think they're getting caught in the fact that, you know, the reality is if they had more big men, like James Wiseman, for example, Xfinity Mobile text line, a couple of people mentioned, hey, Wiseman could have helped the Warriors tonight. Wiseman wouldn't have been playing tonight for the Warriors at any point. Like, so much of the key to the Warriors' success has been that style of play. And it's Steph's success, and it's Draymond's success, and it's led to Klay Thompson's success. And so I don't really think it's an unwillingness to adapt or adjust, because the Clippers are still playing four wing players at times, and there's a lot of other nights where they'll play five wing players, basically. But in certain matchups, and tonight's a matchup where the Clippers know the Warriors can't go to their true small ball lineup, which would include Wiggins, which may include a Gary Payton II. And so you can throw a big man out there because you know that that's going to, you know, make Steve Kerr, if he wants to play small with a player that he wouldn't necessarily have out there for as long a period of time as he did tonight. And that guy was Jonathan Kuminga. And so if you're going to play, like, if Wiggins was out there playing and the Warriors were zipping the ball around and Wiggins was attacking the basket on offense, they could have run a guy like Zubats off the floor, or at least, you know, got out in transition to a point where they were making life a little bit more difficult on him to pound him the way that he pounded him tonight. So it's a little bit of a tricky. I get it that fans are frustrated about it, and I understand, but the way the roster is built and the way the Warriors have intentionally built the roster is not conducive to having a bunch of big men play. And so they don't put those guys on the roster, because when push comes to shove in the biggest moments, they're not going to be on the floor anyway, because it's not the Warriors' best five. And even this year, now, if you want to make the case that there should be another big on this team that you know, emergency play, you know, play tonight if Zubats is hitting you a little bit, I mean, that's fair. I mean, to me, the simple question tonight is, you could have just put Kevon Looney in the game and played him with Draymond and sat Kuminga down on the bench. Kuminga had zero rebounds in the entire time he was on the floor. And you could have let Looney, who was having a nice rebounding game, get out there and try and battle a little bit with Zubats and take your chances that the Clippers are going to, you know, basically double off of Draymond and Looney to the point where maybe Curry doesn't have the ability to go off to the level that he was going off. So it's a catch-22. You know, if the Warriors, I think in the past, had gotten burned by Draymond and Looney playing together. And so you don't want to go to Draymond and Looney playing together. Well, you play Kuminga, and if you're going to play Kuminga, then Kuminga has to pitch in on the boards. Everybody has to pitch in on the boards. I don't want to be necessarily singling him out, although he was kind of low motor tonight on the boards. And I do think, you know, at times it's you know, tough also to rebound if you're out defending on the perimeter, which a lot of times he was defending on the perimeter. And I think late in the game, he picked up a couple of fouls trying to really be more aggressive in that vein. But when you look at the way this Warriors team is built, they're built to finish games with Steph, Klay, Draymond, Wiggins, and then pick your fifth. DiVincenzo, Looney, Kuminga, Poole, whoever that is on a given night that's playing well, GP2, and rolling with it that way. And when the pieces are not fully available, they get caught with somebody out there in a key stretch that maybe makes them more vulnerable. And I think that was the case in the game tonight. So I don't think it's a refusal necessarily for Kerr to adapt. And you're not going to want to miss what Steve Kerr had to say after this game. I just think it's more the Warriors have a way that's been successful for them to this point this season and over this last decade. And, you know, that's what, when they're clicking, they do best, and how they beat teams like the Clippers in the past, how they beat Boston last year, how they beat Memphis and all of these other teams. It's with just a little bit of big, but also the versatility and the ability to let their guard play and let their wing play and their switchability, both offensively and defensively, it'll be able to lead them to a lot of these wins. So 888-957-9570. Tony and Alameda next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Tony.
Hi, good evening. Thank you, Giddy. Hello?
I'm here, Tony. What do you got, man?
Okay, all right. Yes, listen, you know, I'm kind of puzzled on this lineup we have tonight, okay? We did good the other night, okay? We had Jamichael Green, who's really effective. Tonight, we hardly see him, okay? Then we hardly see Looney. Then we have Kuminga here. Kuminga, he didn't know where he was tonight, okay? Turnovers, he goes in the paint. He doesn't know what to do on turnovers. What's up with that lineup there tonight compared to the other night that we had? It was so good. And despite that, Curry is doing so good. I mean, Clay, he did his. The other night, I know we had Divincenzo, we got Clay and Curry going hot. And tonight, Divincenzo is off, and now we got, what was his name, Jordan Poole. He's doing good. Divincenzo is not. It's vice versa. And maybe it's the wrong lineup tonight, or we're just missing some big men down below. We were getting eaten up there by Kuzma down below.
Yeah, Zubats. They were getting eaten up by Zubats down below. Let's figure it out. 888-957-9570. Thanks, Tony. Ivica Zubats, not Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma plays for Washington. Used to play for the Lakers. Look, callers are on one tonight. We're 0 for 2 as far as the callers go tonight here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. But I will continue to hand out the phone number, 888-957-9570. And yes, 240, Xfinity Mobile text line. Yeah, I did shut the caller down right out of the chute. Because the reality is, if you're going to bring, you got to have an option. If you're going to rip Steve Kerr, you got to have some alternate options that make sense. If you're going to rip Steve Kerr, you got to at least know who the hell's playing for the other team. All right. Otherwise, yeah, I am going to jump in and I am going to correct you. And I am going to give my take on it as opposed to your take on it. But here's the reality as far as how this goes for the Warriors right now. They didn't have enough good players tonight. Like, it's not about the lineups per se. Now, that being said, Kevon Looney probably should have been out there in the fourth quarter. And I'll offer a suggestion with a tangible, put Looney in, take Kuminga out, put Looney out there with Draymond, DiVincenzo, Curry, and Klay Thompson down the stretch in the game and see if that can win it for you. Now, I think the concern, again, as I just mentioned, is the fact that at times that makes the Warriors more guardable because teams, and the Clippers have done this in the past, sag off a Looney and Draymond, and it's two non-scorers out there, which allows the rest of the defenders to be able to pay more attention to Curry and Klay Thompson and whoever else is out there. So there is a risk-reward as far as that goes. But, you know, the bottom line is, and, you know, you can run through the different players tonight as far as cobbling together a lineup. I really think that's the only question as far as this goes. I really do, Tony. I think the only question is, I mean, you look at who played well and who didn't play well tonight. You know, Curry played well. Klay Thompson didn't play well, but he's still going to be out there down the stretch. Draymond Green didn't play well in the game tonight, but he's still going to be playing down the stretch. DiVincenzo's been one of the Warriors' best closing players as of late. You know, Jordan Poole had another night where he scored some but had four turnovers and really is somebody that the opposition looks to attack in a major way down the stretch in you know, really at any points in different games. So he wasn't going to be out there tonight. So, I mean, I think it made sense. You know, Kuminga, I thought offensively was fine. Ended up with 8 points and put a little bit of pressure on the rim. But defensively, you know, you got to have him out there because of the wings that the Clippers have. But if he's going to be out there and you're going to play a little bit smaller with more wing players, then he's got to pitch in on the glass. I'm not putting it on him. But again, it's, you know, he for some reason is one of the players, I think because he flashes, that Warrior fans don't ever want to say maybe shouldn't be on the floor or maybe was part of the problem. You know, and so I think that has to be pointed out. But, you know, I'm with you. Anybody, to me, Looney could have been out there and probably should have been out there. But Jamichael Green didn't play well tonight. Moses Moody, you know, whatever. He played his 10 minutes. They got by. He was fine. I don't know that he necessarily needed to play more tonight or less. And so Steve Kerr rolled with the guys for the most part that had been playing. I mean, Steph and Clay were going to be out there. DiVincenzo and Draymond were going to be out there. So really we're talking about should Kevon Looney have been in the game. And if Looney was going to be in the game, he wasn't going to be in the game for DiVincenzo, Draymond, Clay, or Steph. So the real question is, would you rather have Looney out there than Kuminga when you're getting your ass kicked on the boards? And Kevon Looney in this game has 13 rebounds and Jonathan Kuminga has zero. You know, so you know, that to me is the question and a big part of the story, along with the turnovers, especially early, which the Clippers got 20 points off the Warriors' turnovers. And a lot of that negated a special night from Steph Curry, and in particular, a special third quarter from Steph Curry. All right, 888-957-9570. Against my better judgment, I'm going to keep it rolling on the phones here because we do have people that want to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talk, and that includes Oscar and Stockton on 95.7 The Game. What's going on tonight, Oscar?
Hey, what's going on, my man? And the last call, I don't know what's wrong with him. I think he's too much off that Tito's vodka. But other than that, you know, the Warriors, they undermanned. If anybody been watching the game, you know about the Warriors, were undermanned. In this game, they have too many big wings. And we with our rotation on defense, we are doubling teaming too much in the post, and we are leaving people wide open on a perimeter. That's our main thing. We're getting beat off the dribble, but my thing is that if we don't get beat off the dribble, I'd rather give up twos, contested twos, than give up open threes. And another thing about that, on our defense, we got to know our personnel. When Plumlee was in the game down low, instead of them giving him layups, they should be fouling him. Fouling him and understand that you have to get out on the shooters, especially with Eric Gordon. You got to know your personnel. We standing behind, 2 feet behind him. He will shoot the ball, and that's what he was doing. But other than that, man, the Warriors are undermanned, and we're going to make a roster move, bring Lang back, and we'll be all right. We'll be all right once Wiggins get back. God is good. He has Wiggins back and GP too. So everybody just hold down the fort, and we'll be all right.
Thanks for the call, Oscar. Yeah, I agree with you on Plumlee. When he's got the ball, and there were a couple of times he had the ball, you do want to lay some fouls on him, make him shoot some of those ugly left-handed free throws. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, yeah, they did, and the Warriors, that's been the story of them on the road this season, is the fact that they do leave – three-point shooters to help in other places, and the ball gets kicked to them. And when the Warriors have been on the road, teams drill three-pointers to the tune of 40.7% on the season coming into this game. And the Clippers knocked down 16 of 34 tonight and did it at a 47% clip. So the Warriors, bad three-point defense on the road. That 40.7 kicked up a little bit tonight because of the 16 for 34 that the Clippers laid on them and nearly matched the Warriors 17 of 36. Both teams striping it from three at a 47% clip in this one. But the Clippers were getting offense from a lot of other areas. The free throw line, 15-point advantage. The second chance points, 16-point advantage. And the points on turnovers, a 9-point advantage. And you add it all up, and that proves to be the difference in a game where the Warriors did play with more purpose, more intensity, more effort, more commitment, more, hey, I want this game, than I think we've seen there. To really at any point this season, and it still wasn't enough. It still wasn't enough against a Clippers team that at least for tonight was a little bit more whole. And now the Warriors are going to have to go to Atlanta and Memphis and Houston, who beat the Lakers tonight, and beat Boston within the last week, and Dallas, who got a win against San Antonio, but is playing without Luka and Kyrie right now. And they're going to have to figure out a way to win a couple of these games. And the next one, they're going to have to figure out how to win without Draymond Green, because Draymond picked up his 16th technical foul tonight. Threw the ball at Russell Westbrook, hit him, picked up a tech. You can say, Westbrook came at him first and all of that, but that's a technical that probably isn't going to get rescinded in a night where Draymond didn't play particularly well, and now he's out because 16 technical fouls means a one-game suspension. And so Draymond winds up crossing a new line by which he has not crossed before in his Warriors career, and that is picking up that 16th technical, which means one-game suspension. Should also point out now that if you get to 18, you get one freebie now for those, and Draymond joins Dylan Brooks as the two players in the NBA who have reached the 16 tech threshold. And so you get a freebie at 17, but if you get to 18, that's another one-game suspension. And so we hadn't seen Draymond get to 16, and now he is at 16. But if he gets a freebie at 17, but 18 would be another game, 20 would be another game. It's every other now technical once you reach the limit of 16 in which you would get suspended. So keep that in the back of your mind here for the 12 remaining games. And it is a back-to-back with Atlanta and Memphis Friday and Saturday. But this is where tonight's game winds up hurting you potentially for Friday's game, because the Warriors in all likelihood still going to be dramatically shorthanded on the wing with, you know, not having Wiggins and not having GP. And now you're not going to have Draymond Green as well. So going to be a lot more Jonathan Kuminga. We'll see what happens with Anthony Lamb. I got to think the Warriors have to finally put Anthony Lamb into that roster spot, the 15th roster spot, because they're going to need somebody that can play just as another big in that game against Atlanta as they try and break this now 9-game road losing streak in the ATL. 888-957-9570. Saints is next. Is it Saints joining us here on 95.7 The Game? What's going on tonight, Saints?
Hey, how's it going, man? How's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to say this. I feel like it was a good game, good effort by the Warriors. High energy, high play on both sides. You got to give Clippers the credit. They came out there at home. They put up big numbers. They executed. But I feel like where this game was lost was definitely in the first quarter. I don't know directly what lineup was in, but I believe it was a lineup of Jordan Poole, Moses Moody, and I think Looney and Clay. And I forget who the fifth was, but it was another wonky-ass three-guard lineup that obviously got eviscerated. We had brought the lead back from 10. We were teetering all game from 10, 9 to 7. And I think we had brought it to 7. And Jordan Poole must have took a bad layup or made a mistake. And I remember them running right down their throat. Steve Kerr immediately called the timeout. My whole thing is this. I know you have Kuminga as a 4, but how about putting him at the 3, man? If you're playing a large, lanky team in the Clippers, why would you go out there with Jordan Poole with bad turnover issues, Moses Moody, who seems to be honestly lost out there? I mean, he's a hustle guy right now. He's the hustle guy when he came into the league as a straight-up shooter. And it's kind of getting repetitive. It's the same old rigid way of thinking with Steve when you have an explosive player off the bench who's willing to give you effort. I know we said he didn't have zero rebounds tonight, but he played great defense out on the perimeter. I saw multiple times where he boxed out his players. We're giving credit for boxing out nowadays. That's how sad it is. Like, I've seen him make winning plays. So I don't know what the coaching staff is seeing. And maybe it's a jaded view for me because I do like Kuminga. I like Kuminga. I like athletic wings. I like twitchy wings. But I feel like if he was giving a little bit more opportunity instead of just being, like, flushed out in the fourth quarter, just threw him out there because, he got to get the minute mark. Like, that wasn't smart. You should have run a Steph, Clay, Kuminga, Draymond, Looney lineup.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Saints. Here's the deal. The Warriors played Kuminga at the three early in the year, and it was an unmitigated disaster to the point where they pretty much decided that he needed to be a four for this team this season. There were lineups where he was out there with Draymond and Jamichael Green. There were lineups where he was out there with where he was out there as the three, and it just didn't work. And the Warriors are a more guard-heavy team. A lot of their better players, even their bench players, Poole and DiVincenzo are guards, which means, you want to find minutes for them, more playable players, and so that kicks Kuminga down the line. I don't know if Kuminga eventually is a 3-4 type, like if he ever becomes a starting player where, kind of like Andrew Wiggins can start at the 3 but then play 4 for you in smaller lineups. I don't know if that's what Kuminga becomes. I think the Warriors would love for Kuminga to become that, but at this point, his handle is not good enough, his shot is not good enough to be out there at the 3, and the truth is, defensively, he's much better as an on-ball defender than he is somebody that's going to be than he is as a team defender. He's basically, hey, Kuminga, go hound somebody. Go hound somebody. This is your guy. Take him. Put some pressure on him. He's really been better against guards than he has been for the most part against wings, although he's had his moments this season against wing players as well. And so he's just not a three. And he's especially not a three on this team with as many guards as they have. Like, you're not, the Warriors are not looking to play bigger necessarily by having more centers come in and dropping people down a peg. If anything, they want to go the other way typically. And I think they made the case, the 3-7 start. And basically when the only time you kind of see Kuminga as a pseudo three is when he's out there with Anthony Lamb, because Anthony Lamb complements his game. And Steve Kerr's mentioned this a lot. Anthony Lamb's complements his game because Anthony Lamb can shoot it and be a ball mover. And so, 3-4-4-3, you can quibble about who is who in that. I think Lamb is probably more the three there. But because the two of them have those skill sets that are so different, they do allow, I think, Steve Kerr to be more comfortable in having Kuminga out there. But I get the frustration about not having a break the glass, throw a big man in there when Zubats is getting off to spell Kevon Looney. Like, I absolutely understand that. There's no doubt about it. But you have to understand that this team's success over the last decade has been predicated with these future Hall of Fame players by playing small ball. So, you're not going to build the roster out just for, because a lot of times the minutes you're offering those players are going to be so few and far between or so game specific as to, like, tonight would have been a game where if you did have a big man that's your 12th, 13th man out there, you might have thrown him in the game. But a lot of times when you're signing quality players at those positions, you got to promise them a little bit more than that even to get them to sign. And the Warriors can't honestly look at those players and say, well, you're going to get enough of these minutes to where it's necessarily going to be worth your while. 888-957-9570. Let's keep it rolling here with the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, as he addressed the media down in Los Angeles. And pretty interesting comments from Coach Kerr as to why he's not frustrated by this loss tonight. Want to make sure you are able to hear that. So here's Steve Kerr.
Just frustration between game like this to 50 and I'm actually not frustrated. I mean, I loved our effort. Our guys were connected, came out and battled. I thought the Clippers played a great game. You know, they had 30 assists and 7 turnovers, shot the lights out from three, you know, made 16 threes. Their offensive rebounding was a huge factor in the game. But, you know, that's especially with our roster the way it is right now, with missing a lot of key guys, we're vulnerable on the glass. So I just thought the Clippers played a great game. I love the way our guys played. They hung in there. Steph was just sublime. That was incredible to watch him play tonight. It was a great game. We just came up short.
At this point, do you think it's more important to be showing those signs of playing really well on the road and maybe getting close than necessarily what the end result is?
Yeah, I mean, it's always about the process. You know, we're always looking at how we're playing and are we connected and are we fighting, and that game felt right out there tonight. It doesn't mean we always made the right play. We made plenty of mistakes, but it's a game of mistakes. I just felt like we really competed and gave ourselves a chance, but Clippers were too good tonight.
How big of a blow, I mean, Draymond, if that tech isn't rescinded, is going to miss Friday's game with Andre out. Gary, I think you guys are the only 9 players available. Just how much of a player?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens with that. But obviously, we need everybody that we can get right now. We'll see it. We'll see how it plays out.
Coach, this team has always been championship contender right now. But considering the West and the ranking on the West, what is the feel like in the locker room? What is the vibe like?
I think the vibe is really positive. You know, our guys like each other. They like playing together. That we have a lot of continuity, you know, within the group. We're defending NBA champions. You know, there's a lot to be excited about and a lot to look forward to. We're right in the thick of everything in the playoff race. And, you know, we're hoping to get some guys healthy and, you know, be stronger physically and health-wise going into the playoffs. But the vibe's good.
When Steph is playing the way he's playing tonight, what do you tell him? What do you tell the rest of the players just to let him go at it?
It's like when a guy's throwing a no-hitter. Just leave him alone. Let him sit in the dugout and in between innings and don't say anything to him. It was stunning watching that show tonight, watching some of the shot making, the playmaking. You know, we're so lucky on so many levels to coach Steph, to play with Steph, our fans being able to watch Steph. And he puts on a great show every single night. But this ranks right up there with some of the great individual performances that I've ever seen from him.
Or all-star, I think you're talking about the team's overall defense. Since how have you seen it progress, and what are kind of the next steps you want to look for the injury?
I think the main thing is the connection and the level of competition. You know, we came out with a great mindset. We kept fighting. You know, we looked for certain things within the game that are crucial. I thought the fouling in the third quarter turned the tide. And that has been a problem. I think they shot about 15 free throws in the third quarter. So we got to do a better job with that. And then we got to try to do as good a job as we can on the glass. You know, the offensive boards hurt us, but the effort was there. And that's the main thing. If you get that effort night after night and that connection, I think we'll be in good shape.
So Steve Kerr not frustrated. And the reason he's not frustrated is the classic: if you bring that effort consistently, you're going to win a lot of games. And I can kind of see where Steve Kerr would think that. But now you're going to Atlanta, and the problem for the Warriors is they're going to be even more shorthanded for that game in Atlanta than they were tonight, because Draymond's not going to be playing in that one due to the technical foul. So that becomes an even bigger problem. And the other issue is there have been very few road games where the Warriors have brought the level of intensity that they brought to this game tonight. And so when you can say it, but you know, the Warriors worked hard tonight and Steph did his thing tonight and it still wasn't enough. And I think every time you do that and it's not enough, it gets harder to come back and do it again and again and again. And these games are coming rapid fire here with Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday before the Warriors get back home. And they have to make sure that they win at least one, if not two, of these games here between now and the end of this road trip a week from tonight to help keep themselves. I think two keeps you at six. I think one may even keep you at seven. I think one probably puts you 6-7-8, you know, pretty, you know, close to 6-7-8. And so you look at that, and I think, I think you'd feel okay about that given the way the Warriors have played at home this season and their ability to, hell, they might go 4-0 in the next four-game homestand or 3-1 at that point, but only five home games to go as far as now seven on the road. All right, let's get to the hardest working player of the game, which is obviously an easy one tonight.
Curry, screened by Jamichael Green, splits traffic down the lane, around Batum, up and in for Stephen Curry. What a shot! It's a two-point game. Curry again putting his will on an important contest.
Yeah, a lot of Steph Curry will tonight on full display with the 21-point third quarter, the 50-point effort. Unfortunately, the Warriors, though, lost that third quarter. He went for 21, Warriors lose the quarter. And the bottom line, really, is they just can't get enough stops. And tonight, in particular, when they did get stops, they couldn't get the offensive rebound. And the Clippers were able to put it right back in, and the second chance points ultimately do the Warriors in. But Steph Curry, just fantastic as he goes for 50 in the loss. Unfortunately, second time this season that the Warriors have lost a Steph Curry 50-point game. They lost in Phoenix back on November the 16th, 130-119. So a similar score. And the Warriors now 8-4 in 12 career games where Steph goes for 50 or more. 888-957-9570. A couple of text messages to get to here in just a moment, but your hardest working player of the game is brought to you by AC Transit. AC Transit, looking for hard workers, and is offering a $2,000 bonus for new bus operators and journey-level mechanics to join their team. For complete details and to apply, visit actransit.org/careers. That's actransit.org/careers. All right, we'll go ahead and end it on that note, actually, as we are right up against the 11 o'clock hour. We'll allow for cooler heads to prevail and the Warriors to head for the Southeast and Atlanta and Memphis before traveling to Houston and Dallas on the way back, and the Warriors back in action next here on Friday on 95.7 The Game. So that'll do it for me. I'm going to be in tomorrow with Matt Steinmetz, next couple of days, actually, for Daryl the Guru Johnson in with Steiny, 10-2 here on 95.7 The Game, and Willard and Dibbs will have Warriors Live for you coming up on Friday. That is a 4:30 tip, so it's a 3:30 Warriors Live. Willard and Dibbs will have that one for you, and then Alan Stiles is going to have Warriors wrap up on Friday with me doing the 10-2 show. I'll be back with you on the weekend with the Warriors this week from 10-1, and then I'll have Warriors Live and Warriors wrap up after the game against the Grizzlies on Saturday. So thanks to Sterling Bennett. Thanks to everybody who put together the program in our San Francisco studios. I'm John Dickinson. Again, join me tomorrow 10-2 with Steiny, and keep it locked right here on your home for Warriors basketball as Fox Sports Radio is coming your way next. Clippers beat the Warriors tonight 134-126, and you heard it all right here on 95.7 The Game.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.